It's KRCB-FM Radio 91, a service of Northern California Public Media, and it's time for the North Bay Report. I'm Mark Prell. Thanks for joining us. One of the nation's largest cannabis manufacturing facilities is right here in Santa Rosa. KRCB's Adia White took a tour inside and tells us what happens behind the scenes.
We're walking.
Public Affairs Manager Joanna Cedar is leading a tour through Cannacraft's manufacturing floor. You wouldn't know it from the outside, but this unassuming facility is part of one of the largest cannabis companies in the nation. Throughout California, and especially at harvest time, crews of workers trim cannabis plants to isolate the flowers to be smoked. Often, the rest of the plant is discarded.
We are actually creating a value-added product based on what used to be garbage. When the plant grows, it has a flower, and then that which is not desirable for smoking becomes our raw material.
Much of the extract is used in vaporizers. Cedar takes a moment to distance their company from the recent illnesses and deaths connected to vaping. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, 530 people have fallen ill and 9 have died in vaping incidents.
We think that they've narrowed it down to an additive called vitamin E acetate. We never use additives in the legal supply chain. I think it's really, really important to buy from the legal supply chain just for this reason.
No one compound has been shown to cause vaping-related illness, though researchers are focusing on vitamin E acetate. In a recent report, the Food and Drug Administration urged consumers to avoid THC vaping products entirely. After attempting to dispel fears, Joanna shows us how the oil is extracted from the plant. We put on hairnets and safety glasses before entering the room. She has to raise her voice to be heard above the sound of the extractor.
We pump CO2, carbon dioxide, into this chamber, and we manipulate the temperature and the pressure, and the CO2 turns into what we call a supercritical state. It is between a liquid and a gas. And then when we re-manipulate the temperature and the pressure, lower the pressure, increase the temperature, what happens is we're left with the spent trim and the oil.
Cedar says they have 23 of these machines in the building. It's the same technology used to decaffeinate coffee. Once the oil is extracted, they use it to infuse a variety of products.
So welcome to the bottling line.
One of those products is cannabis-infused hop water. It's like a beer, but with THC instead of alcohol. Cannacraft partners with Lagunitas Brewing Company to make the product. Cedar refrains from going into too much detail about how they do it. This product was just released last year.
The way what happens is Lagunitas delivers hop water to us. It's not a beer. It doesn't have any alcohol, doesn't have any calories, doesn't have any sugar, doesn't have any carbs. It tastes very much like an IPA-flavored LaCroix.
Once Cannacraft gets the hop water, they add liquid THC. Then they carbonate and bottle the beverage. This is the last stop of the tour, and Cedar asks the group if they have any new ideas for products.
An infused kombucha and infused yerba mate.
Kombucha and yerba mate. With the technology progressing, the possibilities for infusing food and beverages with cannabis seem endless. I'm Adia White for KRCB's North Bay Report.
To see photos of the Cannacraft facility, visit norcalpublicmedia.org.